السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today message. What I can tell you. When a person goes to weakness, imagine when a person has fatigue, weakness, and every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you go to the bathroom. You think you have a desire, you think you have a goal of this life, all of a sudden, this weak and fatigue make you have depth thinking, and the only thing you need now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support, and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remember in my life I've been in the slum, the poor area with poor people. I see the condition of the ummah, and I was watching some picture of the people who did Project Smile in Ramadan and after Ramadan. And I see the slums with the sewer system. I remember their condition. And I said, how many of us take things for granted? Air, comfort, food, going to the bathroom, relax, eating what you like. Because when you get elder, and Allah love you, He give you some illness, and all of a sudden, a lot of food you cannot consume. And all of a sudden, all this food might be the one you like, the one you desire, no more. And now, the doctor tell you, you cannot eat this, you cannot drink this, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. And little by little, all your desire is will be trimmed. And the more you trim your desire, your nafs become humble. And all of a sudden, you have a different dimension of life, different purpose of life, different desire of life. And I was thinking about verse 12, chapter Yasin. Verse 12, chapter Yasin. Read it carefully and try to figure out what it means and what it means to you and why and how you can implement this verse in your life. I remember the last two verses from Surah At-Tawbah. I remember the last two verses from Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not going to tell you the message. I want you to describe it yourself or figure it out by yourself. And most of all, something take him in my heart. It make me really so happy. So happy. I thank Allah. I remember Allah. I thank Allah. He allowed me to believe in Him. I thank Allah. He allowed me to thank Him. I thank Allah for every bounty He give me. And what is the ultimate bounty? Is Hidayah and working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remember, I'm not going to give you the whole story because I wish you to know it. Chapter Ad-Duha. Chapter Ad-Duha, in a certain time in my life, when I read it, it makes me weeps of joy. weeps of thanks, weep of comfort, weep of belonging, weep of feeling the closeness and the rahmah and the love of Allah to me. Because this chapter, it revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for us to live the message in this chapter. Again, I'm not going to give you the meaning of the chapter. A lot of us know it. But how many times we think about it? How many times we analyze it and we allow it to be alive in our heart? How many times I walk in the earth and said, oh Allah, allow these steps to be for you and make the earth witness to me. And I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many days ago, I sent you some verses, and among them, and if you follow the majority of mankind, they will lead you astray. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah say the truth. Allah is the owner of the truth. And this why I should be very happy about my condition. What about my illness or my weakness? Wallahi, it doesn't bother me. It is the opposite. It makes me feel calm, belonging to Allah. Because all of a sudden, your moving is less. Your thinking about any desire is less. And all you care about it, Allah make you reflect. Because when you're ill, you're supposed to think about death more and make you get closer to Allah more. And this, believe it or not, this was chapter of Duha all about it. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And the hereafter is much better for you than this life. My dear brother and sister in Islam, cherish the bounty of being a Muslim. Cherish the bounty Allah calling you. Cherish the bounty Allah allow you to remember Him, to believe in Him, to work for Him, and thank Allah for that. And be careful to be having arrogant and ego. Doing good deed is easy. Save it until you meet Allah is very difficult. Because we can destroy it by our ego, arrogant, looking down on other people, doing zulm, committing sins, backbiting, and all this can erase all our good deeds. This was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, doing good deed is easy. Save it and guard it until you meet Allah is very difficult. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who carry our good deed intact until we meet Allah. And Allah will reward us for it. And may Allah please us with it. إن شاء الله. آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all the verses I give you and chapter الدُّحَى, read it, reflect, contemplate. Today you can, tomorrow you cannot. Today you have your health, tomorrow you don't. And don't try to make mischief or assumption, or accusation, or backbiting, or zulm. seen or unseen. In other words, you erasing your book of good deed. And remember Allah in abundance. Thank Allah and focus about Akhirah. Akhirah is beautiful. Akhirah is a resident. This is a real. May Allah make us among the people of Jannah, Al-Firdaws Al-A'la, Jannatu Adn. May Allah look at us and smile to us. And oh Allah, don't look at us and be angry at us. And oh Allah, increase our steps for you. Make our heart beat for you. Make our tongue busy with you. Make our thought and thinking for you. And make our heart full of love and respect and fear for you and from you. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of those who suffer and make us the cause of helping them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to elevate the message of Allah and the name of Allah and spread the rahmah of Allah in earth. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah kulli khair. Sometime, believe me, I feel your dua. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Make dua for the ummah. The ummah is needing you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.